like always, and I will call on you. We'll start with Jose Romero. Go ahead, Jose.
Tori, good afternoon.
Hey, Jose.
What do you feel the veterans on this team, the guys like Calhoun, Marte, et cetera, get out of a strong finish to the season here?
Well, first of all, that's just who they are and what they want to do. And they want to play through the entire season and say that they did everything they could to help us win as many baseball games as we could. So, you know, look, it's a statement for all of our veteran players who want to go out there and perform at the highest level possible. And I don't have any doubts that that's what they want to do every single day. I've had a lot of conversations with them as well as the other guys. And you know, we want to finish the season as strongly as we possibly can. We don't have a lot to play for record wise, other than representing ourselves the best way we know how every single day, and the veterans set the tone and they lead the way. And it's been a pleasure for me to watch them play hard all the way through.
Thanks.
Zach Cannon.
Tori, I think this question mostly applies to maybe Josh Rojas and Paven Smith, but how much from a developmental aspect do you think it's kind of a rite of passage to get through that first full major league season with that extra month of games and facing the best competition and learning how to punch and counter punch and all that? And how have you seen those two handle it?
Yeah, I've talked to you guys a lot about that. That extra month of baseball is always a challenge for the first for their first time. And they've been managing it extremely well. They're not the only group of players, the only two players that have had to go through that. You know, we've had a lot of guys that are playing extended seasons right now, but I know they're up for the challenge. I think at times it's more of a mental adjustment and more of a focus adjustment, being smart with your extra work, being smart with your daily workload prior to the game, and then just focusing on what happens at 7 o'clock on those days where you're extremely tired and fatigued. I've been trying to give some days off, especially to Pave. With Nicky's absence over the past couple of days, Josh has probably played a game or two more than I want him to. So I'm situationally aware of that I need to be the parent of the room, get them off their feet. But on those days that they are playing and they might be a little fatigued, they got to just find a way to balance their workload, pregame workload. Coaches are aware of that. But what it'll do is you do it once, you learn it, and you never have to look back on it. You'll know what the grind is like. You'll know what to expect. And then there's a big mental obstacle that you can say that I've played a full Major League Baseball season. It's part of the graduation process. There's about 15 steps of a player period through the course of their entire career for me that you know, they learn. And this is one of those crucial moments. They're going to be better off for it.
I got to give Zach props there for using the counterpunch, Tori. That was pretty good.
He did. That was really good. I appreciate that, Zach. I've kind of moved away from the template and the roadmap, right? That was my first couple of years. I'd come in hot on those ones, but good job.
Tori, I can tell you if we were playing Tori Bingo this year, we'd have to do up a new board. You've got some new favorite phrases and you've gone away from some old ones.
100%. Enjoyed the bingo game though.
Jack Summers.
Tori, with regards to Dalton Varsho, has it ever come up in your guys' conversations about the more he plays a catcher, the more it might kind of chip away at one of his biggest strengths, which is his speed and his legs? Does that ever come into consideration when you're thinking down the road next year and beyond where you'd like to see him play the most?
Yeah, we've had those conversations a lot, and you know, we're still trying to figure out what the best path forward is for him. He's a special player that a young talented player that has a chance to be very special. And we want to maximize his potential to be as good as he can possibly be. So we don't know that answer, but we are aware of the fact that, you know, the more you squat, the more wear and tear on your legs, the slower you become. And he's a very, very fast baseball player. You guys have seen him run around the bases. So we don't know that answer. I do know that it's a big ask. What we're asking him to do, is a big responsibility, but he's managing it well. So for the time being, we're going to continue on this course. But yeah, we are very well aware of the fact that, you know, at some point in time, the legs might wear down a little bit, and we'll figure this out as we continue to move down the road.
Thompson.
Hey, Tori, I have a follow-up to each of the previous two questions. So it's a follow-up on Zach's question about Josh and Pavin. Along with the longer season, this is also the first time Josh and Pavin have taken cross-country road trips as professional ball players. How much does that factor into the season being so grueling for them?
Yeah, it all wears on you. I'm getting ready to sneeze. Sorry, guys. It all wears on you. The in and out of the West Coast, you know, you're traveling from one coast to the other. And, you know, there's a lot to balance when you're a major league player, and there's a lot to balance when you're an everyday major league player. There are some unique challenges that people don't even think about. But we spend a lot of time instructing these guys, sitting them down, talking to them about the importance of rest and proper diet. And creating that awareness so they're at their competitive best every single time they take the field. So, you know, we're very blessed. The travel is extremely convenient. The hotels are the best hotels in the world. So we put them in the best situation to get that type of rest and make sure that they're ready to play a baseball game. But there are some unique challenges. You know, we crisscross the United States of America. But it's done with accuracy, and these guys are aware of it. I think they've gotten used to this type of travel, so it's not a big issue for them.
Then with Dalton Varsho, a couple of other catchers from the past that ran as well as he did that come to mind are Craig Biggio and Jason Kendall. Do you see him in the mold of either one of those guys?
Yeah. You know, I thought a lot about Craig Biggio when I watched him. Yeah, Biggio ran extremely well, and they maintained the speed, and they put him in center field, and they won a Gold Glove there. And yeah, Jason Kendall was a very good runner for the majority of his career. Brad Ausmus is another one that comes to mind. So we're aware of it, but yeah, I've connected him a lot to Craig Biggio because it's two premium positions, center field and catcher. So. We're aware of that challenge.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori. I know you've talked about this a little bit, you know, these last few months, really, about being the thorn in the side to some of these other teams. And here you enter the last 10 days, and you've got this final meeting with the Dodgers this weekend, and then you have the Giants as well. How intense do you think that could be in these games with the way those two teams are battling it out?
Yeah, there's always a certain intensity when both of those teams come to town, or in this case, we go up to San Francisco to play them. So we love the challenge of playing the Dodgers over the next 3 days. We're very well aware of what they're chasing down and what they're trying to do. And we want to give our absolute best effort. Yesterday was a perfect example of our team not shutting down and believing that they can do anything at any time. You know, their starting pitcher was throwing the ball extremely well. We jump on him and their bullpen for five runs and win a really, really nice ball game for a team that has not had a great year. So we're not going to shut down. We know what the Dodgers bring to town. We know the fan support they get. We want to go out there and represent our state the best way we can. And this organization the best way we can, and go out there and do everything to win a baseball game tonight. We're not ever going to lie down. And obviously the Dodgers coming to town bring a different intensity, but it should be an exciting night.
Back to you, Jack.
Anything further on Nick and his shoulder, and also how Seth's surgery went today?
You know what? I haven't had a chance to reach out to Seth. It was on my list of things to do, so I don't have an update on Seth right now. My apologies. And Nicky was going to test that arm today. He tested a little bit yesterday, was feeling better. We'll do that again today. I want him to have a good work day, good pregame work day before I insert him into the lineup. So today will be a good test for him, and we'll see how he feels throughout the course of the day.
Tori, at this late in the season, is there any thought just to shutting him down, just to let him be healthy coming into next year? And, or, I mean, obviously he'll be healthy coming into next year anyway, but just to – you know, what's the point of, you know, one or two games if he's nursing something, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the original question about the veterans. Nicky doesn't want to shut down. That would be the easy thing to do. And I don't think he chooses the easy path for anything. And I think he's making a statement. And for everybody else around him, he's banged up, but he still wants to play baseball games. That's what to me leadership is you want to set the tone for some of the younger guys that are paying attention to this prime example of somebody that could shut it down, but has no thought about it whatsoever. So he's going to try and make a go of it. And I absolutely endorse what he's trying to do.
Anything else?
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, thanks.